As we hear the word of the Lord today, there's an outline on the back. If you'd like to follow along, please feel free to take notes, jot ideas down, follow along in your scriptures to the Bible verses that we're going to be sharing today. As we come together on this All Saints Sunday, unique for us as the church. Nobody else in any part of culture and society really gets close to celebrating and remembering those gone on before us because of something that they've been given, a gift, a free gift, won for them on the cross of Jesus Christ, secured for them in his glorious resurrection, and embraced in them by faith. And we celebrate that faith having come to completion in their stepping into eternity, and one day we'll know that as well, and know it in its fullness when Jesus returns. One day. In the meantime, here we live and stand. Here we profess the truths that we know in Christ Jesus. Last Sunday, we celebrated the Reformation of the church nearly 500 years ago. It was the peeling back of the layers that had covered over and hidden the truths that were there in the Word of God. Truths like, we are saved by grace alone and through faith alone and in Christ alone, made known through the Scriptures alone, to the glory of God alone. Those five solas that we talk about, the aloneness anchor that we have in the truth of the good news. Today, hot on the heels of Reformation Sunday is All Saints Sunday. Because our lives and those that we're remembering today were built on those truths like a solid rock. And in fact, Jesus tells us in their gospel reading, and I share with you the ending of the Beatitudes, the blessings. This is the end of that section in chapter 7, verses 24 and 25. Jesus says, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. We're going to do something a little bit differently this morning during this message time. Instead of me working through the message as I normally do with us pictures or Bible verses or maybe even fill in the blanks, what you're going to see behind me are the names of those saints here at Bethany over our 253-year history that are with the Lord. You're going to also see, particularly in these latter years, some of those folks who maybe weren't necessarily in our fellowship. They grew up in our fellowship, but they were buried in our cemetery. And so their names are going to appear as well. But here they are, starting with some dates that aren't even known to us. And as you hear the word today, and as these names are scrolling down through the history of our congregation, one day, your name, my name, will be up there as those celebrating before the Lord because of the rock of their salvation, Jesus. When we lived in the Philippines, periodically we'd go up to the mountain city called Baguio City. And there were vacation homes for us to enjoy as missionaries who lived down in the hot lowlands. It was a chance for us to go and recuperate in the coolness of Baguio City, very different landscape, enjoy some fellowship with other missionaries and some different food. On one of the properties of the vacation houses, there was this gigantic rock, big old rock, sticking out of the ground. It wasn't something separate. It was part of the ground that was buried, like an iceberg. You just saw the very tip of it. And I used to love to play on that rock. The problem with that rock, it was mossy. And as you know, moss makes things slippery. So I remember going out to that rock and sitting there for what seemed to be hours to me, peeling the moss off the rock, so that when I went out there next time, I wouldn't slip and fall, right? Coming off the Reformation, having that message of our firm foundation built on the rock of Jesus Christ, having the moss of tradition and false theology and doctrine peeled away. Now today, celebrating, here we stand on that rock of our salvation, the truth made known to us. We celebrate that wonderful gift. But in Baguio City, it was a mountain town, mountain city, and the land that was available for cheap housing were on steep slopes. I marveled at these homes that were built on stilts 30, 40 feet high because the slope was so steep. And every once in a while, every few years, something like a Melissa event would come through the Philippines. They weren't called hurricanes because we were in the southern hemisphere around the equator. They were called typhoons. A typhoon would sweep through. And those homes that were built on that slippery slope, they'd be lost in a landslide. And oftentimes many people would perish because these landslides may happen at night when they're sleeping, and they would die. Now, Jesus doesn't tell us that the slippery slope of a steep hill is foolishness to build on. He tells us that it's foolish to build on sand, but same kind of principle. And for us in our hearts and in our lives as people of faith, what happens when the winds start blowing? The hardships of life start pressing against us. If we're built on sand, a slippery slope, we fade away. But to be built on that rock means to know that there's a hope there amidst the wind of life. What happens when the rains come down and beat against us? The times of griefs and despair and sadness and loneliness. Well, left to our own devices, built on some kind of shifting sand or slippery slope, we would soon give in to that despair, that loneliness. But we have Christ the Lord, the rock of his truth, the power and the companionship of the Holy Spirit, the body of Christ that brings us together. And with a mighty crash, Jesus says, building on the sand is foolishness. With a mighty crash, all that comes down. Without a faith in Jesus Christ on which to live and stand upon, like these gone on before us, expressed and carried down through the generations, we too are foolish. And our lives, our eternity, comes down in a crash, in the condemnation that sin brings with it, of not heeding the word of Jesus, being wise and practicing it, putting it into the blesseds of life as a witness to who we are. This is the truth that Jesus lays out for us. The truth that these gone on before us have heard, they heard this word expressed for many, many years. They've passed it down to us for generations. We see this truth as something worth hearing, singing about, and worth following as a child of faith. But the Lord also, St. Paul, the Spirit also says that this message of the cross of Jesus Christ is foolishness to those who are perishing. For us, for we who are being saved, it is the power of God Almighty. For here we stand on this solid rock of our truth because we know where it leads. It leads to the promise that Jesus has given to us when we were baptized into him. You are my child, and you belong to me. And on these promises, like a solid foundation, the rock of truth, your life is built. Blessed are you. For that power of God Almighty, that power that moved him to give his one and only Son over to death in the condemnation that we deserve, that power allowed Jesus Christ to say to the storm, "Be still," and it was. That power gives to us the opportunity of a living faith that we know Jesus Christ as Savior unto eternity. That power that allowed Jesus to walk on water, to even call Peter out to be with him. That power. God the Father raised his son to new life, the resurrecting him from death, from the grave, into the glory of his presence that he now shares in eternity. And in that power, we too are breathed new life for again today to stand and build on that rock of our salvation. That power of God Almighty, that is the message of the power of the cross of Jesus Christ, doesn't allow us, it moves us from seeing death as a final crash into an opportunity to enter into something that's victorious, a life that overcomes death. And to be around the throne with these who are already there. To be around that glorious throne in those promises of which the Lord God has built our lives upon. His name is Jesus. And Jesus is that rock. Now, in Baguio, playing on that rock, I never really equated Jesus with this rock that I enjoyed playing on. But now looking back, that was a secure place for me. I could sit on that rock, and I knew where Mom and Dad were. They were in the house over there, down the hill a little bit. I was there with my sister, somebody who I loved and loved me, and we were together there. And I knew that that rock would be there the next time I came back to this vacation house in Baguio City. After I came down the mountain, went back to life in Urdaneta, and then that next time we vacationed there, that rock would be there with something solid and secure. Friends, that's what we have. And that's what we know as God's people and the promises he secures for us. We have an identity. Our identity is in Jesus Christ, who claims us as a brother or a sister with him. An identity that allows us to be in this world sharing the blessedness of the kingdom even while we move through these days with wind battering at us and the rains coming down, and maybe at times we feel like we're going to crash in a mighty crash. Jesus, who gives us this identity, is where our hope and confidence is found. We have not just an identity, but we also have a hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Thou wast their rock, we sang, and their hope in which their life is built, these saints and us as well. Jesus is our hope. It's not the Christmas kind of, oh, I hope I get a new bicycle. It's the hope on which we're promised out of Jesus' resurrection to be with him, to live with him. We have a hope that overcomes wind and rain, hardships, pressures of life, death. Our hope is secure in Jesus for unto eternity. And we also have a witness, an opportunity to bear forth the truth that these knew and now enjoy in eternity. Jesus says, "Blessed are you when we're hard-pressed and persecuted and beat down, when we serve as a servant of his, when we're given over into death even. Blessed are you. This is the preferred place I want you to be. You'll know it fully and completely one day." These whose names we see lived out that blessedness as best they could, in the forgiveness when they failed, in the power of God to go forward for another day. And friends, that's where we find ourselves too. Do our best in the power of the Lord. When we fall and fail, we repent, we're forgiven, and to go on, pressing on to the goal for which we've been set forth, the goal of salvation that's ours in Christ Jesus. Maybe you have a memory of some kind of rock. Maybe it's not as big as the one that I played on. Maybe it's just a little pet rock that you have, or something that you rub to keep calm, or whatever. But this solid foundation is something that we share together in Jesus. That rock of his promises is what we possess together as the people of God, the church, his saints, who sing his glory, proclaim his name, and give thanks for that rock of our salvation unto life everlasting. May the peace of God that passes our understanding so keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, the rock of our salvation. In his name, amen. Amen. We're going to keep these names scrolling until we get to 2025, throughout the next moments of our worship time. So don't worry, we're gonna finish out until today, so that we can give thanks for those gone on before us. As we have opportunity to welcome each other into the presence of the Lord today, again, those of you who are guests and visitors with us, welcome in Jesus' name. There's that pew card that I mentioned earlier in the pew pocket in front of you. Go ahead and take that out. If you'd be so willing to include your name on that card, maybe a point of contact in some way, like an address, a phone number, an email. We'd love to be able to connect with you and welcome you to Bethany and make a connection with you. So if you could fill that out, that'd be great. You can drop it off in the offering plate as you leave this morning, as we share in this fellowship this morning. As we have opportunity to give of our best unto the Lord, our first fruits, our tithes and offerings, as they're offered to Jesus, as we love him because he's first loved us. May great joy abound in you and in your families as you give of your best unto him for the purpose and the mission of sharing the life and love of Jesus Christ among us with the world, that all might be claimed as saints in his kingdom. As we have opportunity this morning now also to raise our prayers unto the Lord, I'll share with you some of the prayers that we'll be praying for as you continue to enjoy the names listed there on the screens. We want to join with Brian and Anna Mikolay for the healthy birth of their son Wyatt on Friday. Thanks be to God for that answered prayer as we've been praying for Anna these weeks. We've joined with Martha Tobias in praying for her daughter Danielle in celebrating her 58th birthday on Friday. And there are some others who celebrated birthdays. Carly had a birthday on Monday, right? Or 28th. Husband had to look at his calendar. How about that? Yeah. All right. And Gary had a birthday, we know, on Monday. Any other birthdays this last week? Not that you're going to say, huh? What's that? That's right. Beth was last Monday as well. Hannah was on Tuesday. All right. So we'll sing happy birthday later on, but we'll lift you all up for prayer. It's a joy of life together. We join with our brother in Christ, Phil Knowles, in thanking and praising the Lord for being protected from a car accident yesterday. He was turning left, and a driver crossed over two yellow lines and went flying past him, and thankfully the Lord nudged him to look in his mirror right before that happened. So we're thankful, Phil, that the Lord protected you for his angels of mercy over you. We also pray with Martha Tobias as she undergoes an ultrasound of her abdomen on Friday. Peace to you and a blessing there, Martha. Let's pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. I will give you permission today to keep your eyes open during prayer so you can look at the names, okay? Please feel free that you can do that. If you want to rise with me, please feel free as let's join together in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is to be claimed as your children, saints of your kingdom, to call upon you now in this gift of prayer as we offer to you like incense rising before you the cries of our hearts, the praises of our lips, the trust that's placed in you, O Lord, as your people of faith. We praise you, Father, for the unity that you give to us in the mission of Jesus Christ, sharing the life and love of Jesus Christ with all, even as that's known in our early childhood education center of leading little hands to you. What a joy and privilege it is, Lord, to be a part of the mission of your salvation. Use us well as a congregation, as a school, as individuals and families, Lord. May your name be proclaimed in all that we are as your people. Father, we praise you and bless you for those who are joining us through social media today, maybe for the first time, that they might know that they too have a place in your kingdom through faith in Jesus Christ. Thank you for that blessing of walking together as your people. For all the saints, Lord, those in our own families who are in eternal glory, we give you thanks for their lives, lives of faith that influenced us as people of your kingdom. And now we rejoice that they're before your almighty throne. Praise to you, O Lord, for working their salvation through Jesus in their hearts. Father, we join in giving you thanks for the birth of a new baby, Wyatt, for Brian and Anna Michelet. Bless them as a family now as they enjoy this little one. Protect them, bless them, and guard them. And we look forward, Lord, to this little one being in your care for the promises of your salvation. Father, we thank and praise you for the blessing that you are providing for Larry Lynch, Gloria Crapser's son, who Larry lives in Richmond. He suffered a stroke this last week, but because of the fast action of his wife and medical intervention, it looks like he's going to make a full recovery, for which we give you thanks, Lord, for protecting him and blessing him. Thank you for his wife's quick action as well. Father, we praise you for the opportunity to engage in a mission emphasis this month of Operation Christmas Child. As these boxes are put together by loving hearts and hands, use them well. And as the message of the gospel is put in each of these boxes and sent off to the world in those languages, those children who read that gospel message, may they know the reason why they're receiving this box, this gift, that the gift is in Jesus, their Savior. Father, we we praise you too with our brother in Christ, Phil, that you protected him this last week from a potential serious accident. Help that driver who drove illegally, did that bad thing, bring them to light of what they did and prevent them from doing that again. But we praise you for your holy angels watching over Phil and protecting him. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to acknowledge your hand of blessing in our lives in these ways.